Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Business Startups Podcast. I'm your host, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday afternoon, June 5th, 2024, and we've got an exciting lineup of business startups news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Calvert Impact and partners launch SSBCI-supported Washington Small Business Flex Fund. 2. Calvert Impact and its partners have launched the Washington Small Business Flex Fund 2. A loan participation program aimed at supporting small businesses and nonprofits in Washington State. This program, created in collaboration with the Washington State Department of Commerce and Grow America, will provide access to funds at competitive interest rates. The goal of the program is to give underbanked communities across the country access to capital, helping to remove barriers to financing for small business owners and nonprofits statewide. The fund is part of a series of pandemic recovery funds launched over the last 4 years, with approximately 6,000 small business loans made to date. By partnering with community lenders, the program aims to empower small businesses and strengthen the state economy. For more information, visit smallbusinessflexfund.org. Step-by-step guide to starting a business in Texas. Thinking about starting a business in Texas? Here are some essential steps to guide you through the process. First, research your industry to understand your market and competitors. Next, choose the right business structure, whether it's a sole proprietorship, partnership, LLC, or corporation. Then, register your business with the Secretary of State's office and secure any necessary licenses and permits. Don't forget to set up a separate business bank account and obtain an EIN from the IRS. When it comes to funding, explore resources available in Texas to support small businesses. Remember, it's crucial to seek legal advice to avoid costly errors. Weisblatt Law Firm, led by attorney Andrew D. Weisblatt, offers expert guidance to help you navigate the legal landscape and set your business up for success. Contact the firm at 713-666-1981 for more information. It's Joe Barbershop opens at Hill Country Salon Suites in Georgetown, Texas. It's Joe Barbershop, owned by Joseph D'Amato, has recently opened its doors at Hill Country Salon Suites in Georgetown, Texas, offering a range of services including men's haircuts, women's haircuts, senior haircuts, kids' haircuts, couples' haircuts, and the special It's Joe Experience deal. D'Amato aims to create a family-oriented experience. The salon suite rental facility Hill Country provides 24/7 access to private suites, marketing support, complimentary Wi-Fi, HDTVs, and more. With a mission to support the next generation of entrepreneurs, Hill Country offers a wealth of resources to help businesses succeed. For more information or to make a reservation at It's Joe Barbershop, call 512-588-2038 or visit Suite 111 at 5361 Williams Drive, Georgetown, Texas. Minnesota legislators seek statewide elimination of outdated and burdensome minimum parking requirements. State lawmakers in Minnesota are considering legislation to eliminate oppressive parking mandates, allowing developers more flexibility. Minneapolis has already seen success with similar steps, leading to increased redevelopment. The proposed legislation wouldn't stop businesses from building new parking spaces, but it would give them the freedom to determine their own needs. Smaller municipalities face challenges in adjusting zoning laws, making state-level changes an attractive solution. Cities like Austin, Texas, have already removed parking minimums, leading to increased development. In Haltom City, the Haltom United Business Alliance is pushing for open-option parking to eliminate minimums in certain areas, encouraging redevelopment and attracting small businesses. Haltom City is working to reverse a decline in businesses and revitalize key areas to prevent further degradation. For more information, contact Joe Palmer at 682-310-591 or visit Haltom United Business Alliance on Facebook.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business Startups Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.